Sunday the 17th of January, base Shvat, Rabbi Yaakov Abramson, walking on Shabbos. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Pollins, Lichvot Nesuim, Shel Aaron Goldstein, and Naomi Pollins.
So the Shaila, is Halacha Shaila, was speaking about walking on Shabbos with the weather we had. So the question is, what on earth was the Heter? I don't know, I wasn't here last Shabbos, the Shabbos before. If it was snowing, what's the Heter to walk on Shabbos while it's snowing? And what's the question? The question is, you're transporting the snow on your hats, your coats. What is the heter? So the shayla is, what's the issa? Why should there be a shayla? If we ask the same question, if it's raining, and it's a good heavy rainfall, and you're walking outside, and you're carrying the rain, so b'emes, the makar of this is a rosh, it already comes from the Rishonim. Gemara and Shabbos, Kuv Mem Aleph says like this, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mandasochi the Maya, Bingna Shibereshi. Somebody in Shabbos morning wants to go to mikveh, and in those times he meant having a dip in the river. And he went for a dip in the river. So the Gemara says, what Yehuda tells us is that when he comes out, he lifts himself up out of the water, don't just walk straight out. You have to first brush yourself down of the water, and then go. Bingna Shibereshi, Vahodo Lislik, and then come out. Dilmas Vasu Dalad Amos Bekamalis. Because otherwise, what's going to be is that the drips of water still on the body, you'd be transporting them, daladamas, 4 amas, in a caramelis. So here, a fascinating thing. First of all, it's not the normal way of carrying. It's just the water that's lying on you. Secondly, it's a very small amount of water. Thirdly, it's only a caramelis, it's a reshus, which is not a reshus or rabbin. Yet nevertheless, Yehuda says, you still have to brush it up before you're allowed to step out of the river. Right, so the Rosh brings the halacha, the Torah brings it the halacha, and then the Rosh adds on. He says, "Lefisha olim in arachitza yesh ribu mayim al gufoy." Right. There's a lot of water when you come out of the water. There's a lot of water dripping off. You have to brush it off. V'lo dikdik kul b'mahalik b'shus harabim u'mata soichev al roishev al avushay. He says, "Chazal were not medatik about somebody who's walking in the streets and the rain's falling on him, on his head and on his clothes." And that's the end of the rosh. He doesn't say more than that. So what's the difference that needs to be understood? So there's another point that needs to be said here, is that, perhaps if you look in Masechta Shabbos also, and Moitzi Yain, the 8th Perek, the Mishnah that tells us, how much is the sheer maim to be over this or the rice? And it's believable how small it is, because that's Chazal working through, the Mishnah works through, each thing, what's the Hashivas of it? How little water is necessary for some sort of Hashivas? So the Mishnah tells us that the amount of water is very little, because with a little bit of water, you can make some sort of concoction which was used to go and heal the eye. So how much is that? A teaspoon, less than a teaspoon amount of water. The Mishnah's Mayan Kadei Loshuv Behemoth Akilo. Akilo is this thing, this ointment, whatever you mix together for the eye. So we're speaking about, to go over this as the Raisa, the amount of water is really very, very small. So, alright though, but we're counting on you in an unusual way, but the Rosh was bothered about it, and the Beis Yosef tells us now like this. So, as we said, it's brought down the Torah, and the Beis Yosef quotes the whole Rosh, and it says, V'nira, why does the Rosh say, V'lo dikdiku, V'nira, D'lefi shehi muratim, the water is a very small amount, therefore, lo gozu aleim afilu b'shazarab, never chazal, never made in the Gezer. Right? So the task comes on this, is very bothered with this Beis Yosef. Anybody's been to Eretz Yisrael, been caught in a rainfall, it can rain cats and dogs there. He says, what do you mean it's only a small amount? Adarab is the other way around. If anything, you come out of a mikveh, the water runs off you very quickly. I think if you're caught in a rainfall there, you have a hat like mine that's bent up at the front as well. You can have a whole lake there. What's the task? What's the Rosh saying? And that's what the task says. It says the Taz. He says, doesn't understand the Beis Yosef. There's much more water on the person when he's caught in a rainfall than if it comes out to the water. And he would add to it, if you're caught in a good snowfall, then there's plenty on you, right? So what is the Beis Yosef saying? So comes the Taz. Basically, really, he's arguing on the Beis Yosef, and he gives a different reason. He says, "You know why? El nira town to bazei yefshelim no mi menu." He says, "What are you going to do? A person's walking in the street, and suddenly the heavens open up. So what's he meant to go and do? What's he meant to go and do?" So he says, They're speaking about somebody before they had instituted sewage systems and toilets in people's houses. So if you're a person walking the street and you needed, he went round behind a corner, he found himself a corner to go and relieve himself. So what happened if it was a snowy day, a Shabbos, and you're going to be excused, as then you're going to melt the snow. So halacha is a person, although it's offered to melt snow, but in such a situation, what's a person meant to go and do? So this is the same concept over here. What do you expect a person going to do? He's walking outside in Shabbos, and the rain falls down, and so he's meant to stop there till that Shabbos finishes. Savada lo goz rabbi, you can continue walking. That's pshats when the Rosh said lo diftiku. So the pella on this taz is, this means then the heta of walking in the street when it's raining or if it's snowing, is you walk in the street and the heavens open, and it starts raining. And you get home, once if you get home, and you look out that it's raining outside, so what's the heta to step out the door? What's the heta to step out the door? Because you know it's raining already, what's the heta to step out the door? Take your head this way, Shver. And I looked around, and I found that Tilal David discusses this, and also the Shulchan Aruch Harach. And they both say, V'esher, digam tam astaz shayich bazeh. So he says like this, the Mokim Shi'efshe Mutzah. So once you say that Mokim Shi'efshe is Mutzah, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is Ein Gezeirah Chatzoid. If they're going to be Makel to allow you to walk when it's raining outside, once they're Makel so far, then they're going to make the second stage as well, that you can go out Lechatzchila. Even if it's raining to stop you, allow Lechatzchila to go out. Right. So according to the Taz then, explain how the Taz is working. According to this Taz, as I say, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, and according to Tzilul Adobit, they both explained the Taz, that although the Taz only spoke about the concept of when actually you're caught in the rain, but Be'emes, that's the side of the Heta. Well, once you've got the side of the Heta, that you're allowed to actually go and walk while it's raining, then Chazal will make a leaving to step out to start with, even if it's raining.
Is this also the answer?
No.
We're not talking about this.
No, it can't. But first of all, because you're not carrying it the normal way. You're just...
The
maximum, anyway, only speaking out is... Sorry, maybe I should have said that to start with. The maximum speaking about lechor is nisa the rabban, because it's not the derech of normal carrying sort of thing. We'll come to mitzvah Hashem. Yep, segreshi darach hashulchan, segreshi lenichalei. Yeah, you also got that. It's all right. We're very fine, but we've not answered the base yosef. Right, we've got to try and see if we can give a pshat in the base yosef. So on the Rosh itself, the Kov and the Sanil says like this. Got the Nusach of the Kov and the Sanil. He says, Lefi, explaining when the Beis Yosef says that a person is caught in the rain, it's a very small amount. Lefi shemotzim mashu be'en karkol nivloim belavushay. It's a very straightforward. The person wears a normal woolly coat, as they did in those times, as whatever it was. Person caught in the rain, the rain's absorbed straight away in the clothing. So therefore, how much rain is there? The N is a very, very small amount. Mashen Mirchitza, skin's waterproof, basically, so therefore all the water's on the surface, so there's much more water. That's what the Beis Yosef meant. That's how the Kabbalah Nassar wants to explain. Very good. This will only help us if we had the non-waterproof coat, clothing, and automatically everything got absorbed into your coat, right? You basically went out in your suit. Then you get caught, and the rain is straight away absorbed. Why was you wearing a plastic mat? And why was if it's snowing? In all these situations, we're back to the original question. It's all on the surface, nothing's yet been absorbed. The cotton and sandal's not going to help us in this situation. We're back to square one. So the Hatzvi comes along, in his Hagos in the Torah, some of the Torah have got the Hatzvi's Hagos on the Beis Yosef. So he wants to say like this. He wants to base himself on the Gemara and Shabbos. Tzadik Gimel on base. Let's hear the Gemara, and Mr. Hashem, from there we have a beer. The Mishnah says like this. Hamoisi oichlin pachas mikashia bekeili pota afala keili. Let's explain what the Mishnah is speaking. Mishnah is speaking about Avada. We're not speaking about something which is Mutza. We're speaking about taking it from a Deraisa to the Derabbanan. If you carry out food on Shabbos from your house, you get into the street with Shusar Rabbim, Avada is a Deraisa. Right. But like everything, there has to be a Shia to it. So if a person carried out less than a Shia of Oichlim, right, less than whatever the Shia for that food was, then Avada, Chatzi Shia is awesome in that Torah. He's Zechadun and Issa Deraisa. But chayiv is not. He's not going to be chayiv a carbon b'shoike or chasrum b'meis. Not going to be chayiv misa. Right. So now, what do you do if you carry out a plate on Shabbos? Avada, that's a plate is a plate. But if you carry out a plate on Shabbos, not only is it also, is mamish chayiv for carrying it out. But if he carries out a plate and in it is a piece of food where the food is less than the shear for that food. So the Mishnah says this, Hamoitzi Echlin Pots Mikashir B'Kedi, Potter Afala Kedi, Potter also for the Kedi. Sha'Kedi Tfeilo, because the Kedi is not counted, it's not the important thing, the Kedi is the toffle to the food, and therefore the Iker is the food, therefore your Potter, even for the Kedi. And then gives another example, if you carry out a live person on a stretcher, as a chai b'mitzah, potter afal a'mitzah, sh'amitzah tfeilalo.
If you count as a keli empty, it's chai. If you count as a
That's right. It's a fascinating thing. That's what the Mishnah is telling us.
But if you need a keli somewhere, you can put a little...
Oh, we'll come to that. Yeah, we'll come to it. Mr. Shendis, Gemara asked the question. Yeah, Mamish Gevaltik. Yeah. It's the most cash. Yeah. Mamish Gevaltik. So let's see. Yeah, it's Ibcha Mustaba. You said, yeah, we're going to see Mr. Shep. Right. So we see over here, says the Haratzvi, that the Beis Yosef, he says, wasn't coming to answer what do you do with all the snow and the rain that's on your clothes, etc. He says, that's pashut. Like the Mishnah tells us over here, if you carry out a plate and you've got inside it fruit, a food which is less than the shear, you're potter for the plate, because that's the toffle part of it. So the same over here. What's on the clothes, what's on the hat, that wasn't the problem to start with, because that's all toffle. All that stuff. So what was the worry? The worry was the rain on the hand, or the rain on his face, which is now that it's a tiny little drop. How much is on the hand, person's hand, when he walks out in the rain? How much on his face? That's very little. So that's what the Beis Yosef says, the halacha is, don't worry about it, it's so little, is that the chazal won't choshesh. So we need to understand over here, though, Mimonashech, if there's a concept of ikar and tafel, so when the person comes out of the mikvah as well, the man is the ikar, the water's the tafel, so we should say the whole thing, there shouldn't be a shaila to start with. What was Rabbi Yehuda worried about over here to start with? A man is the ikar, the drops of water on him are toffled to him, if he can come out of the mikveh, what's the problem? Right? What's the whole shaila to start with? And if you're going to say that the water is bottled to his clothes, let it be bottled to his hands. We need to understand over here. So for this, we need to have a bissel of beer in the concept of ikar and toffel. That's what I want to speak about. Yeah, we're going to speak this out. Yeah, is let's give the example when a person eats a piece of cake with raisins in, right? And the halacha is it's bo min hamazonos. So the question is, raisins, the bracha is bo pi or eitz. Why are we only making bo min hamazonos? So we could look at it two ways. We all know is that the concept is that raisins in a cake, the toffel, that's the halacha we use, the toffel to the cake. So very good to make bo min hamazonos. What do we mean by this concept? Is that the raisins are toffel to the cake? We can look at it like this. Simply, is that a kilo is a you got an ikka, you got a toffle, a rive, and a meat, whatever it is, and therefore the meat kilo einos. You haven't got raisins over here. It's not. You think it's raisins? It's not raisins. It's a mirage. It's just cake, and that's why the bracha is just by minimum zones. Or we don't. We're not trying to wave a magic wand over here and change raisins into cake. We're masking its raisins. But Chazal said like this: if you've got in front of you a food which has got an ikka part, that's the cake part, and you've got the toffle part, that's the raisin part, we kaveh the bracha according to the ikka. So therefore the bracha over here, it's not pshat you're making mazonis on the cake and you're ignoring the raisins. No, the bracha on these raisins, this situation is bringing a mazonis. When you've got an ikka and a toffle over here, and the ikka is the cake, and the toffle is the raisins, then the bracha on this bit of food is bringing a mazonis. So now, let's come to this case of Hotzal, and as we explain this a bit. Here you've got this person over here, carrying out a plate with a bit of food inside it. Right, so what's going on? He's got a plate, and he's got a little bit of food. And the ikka, we say, is the food. No one's going to eat the plate. The ikka is the food. So you've got the ikka. So we're looking over here at carrying out a bit of food and a plate. So we say the plate is toffled to the food. So we could wave a magic wand and say the concept over here, you're not really carrying out a plate, you're just carrying out a bit of food. That's where you're a bit bothered about this. Yeah, it's a bit, how do we understand this? Or we can say like this, you're carrying out two things. You're carrying out two things, a plate and a food. And Chazal said to define, to give us a label, what is this Hotzor, is going to be dependent on what is the ikki you're carrying out. So what's the ikki you're carrying out? The ikki you're carrying out is the food. So therefore that labels this Hotzor. The label is Hotzor, it's Hotzor the food. And since the etzor of the food is less than a shear, you can't be chayiv for that etzor. Therefore, the carrying out of the plate is not going to be where the person is going to be over for. Although, behemoth, the plate is a very big plate. However, we can bring a raya to this from the next piece, the second way of learning from the Gemara, from the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Tan Rabbana, Amoitzi Oichlin Kashia Imakeli. No, sorry, no. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, "V'mhoya keli tzorich loy chayev achal akeli." So the Gemara says, "V'mhoya keli chayev loy, v'mhoya loy keli tzorich loy chayev achal akeli." So Rashi says that you said. What's the example? Rashi says the person really wants a plate across the road. Right, this person, he doesn't mind being over this to the rice as long as he's not going to be chayev skila for it. So therefore, he decides, what I'll do, I'll put a bit of food in the cake, food in the plate, less than a shear, and I'll go across the road with it, and then I've got my chalon pot, whatever it is I need across the road. So Rashi says, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't learn the Gemara like that at all. Rabbeinu Chananel says, pshat in this Gemara is like this, v'hoya keli tzoruch loy, means if you're carrying out a food, this poximic shear food in a plate, where you couldn't manage to carry out that food unless you had that plate. He speaks about very small little things which would be messy to fall apart. It's not a piece of apple. Whatever it is, it's some sort of messy food which you need a plate for it. Then, that's what the Gemara means, chayev loy. So, that's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns the Gemara. And there's a similar Gemara in Be'ah, where the Rashba also says that they're speaking about carrying out sparks on Shabbos. We didn't understand the Metzias, what it is, carrying out a spark on Shabbos. But the Rashba also learns the same thing in that Sugya there in Be'ah, the end of Masechta Be'ah. Now, let's understand what's going on here. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying you carry out small plates, and in it you've got food which you couldn't carry out without the plates. Then we say a chayv. Now, if you're going to the normal ikkar and tofel, well, what's the shayla? Soft, the food is the ikkar, the plate is the tofel. Why can you not go and say as that the plate's still tofel to the food? What's the nafka min of my arkadid tzorich loy? But if you learn the second way, that the concept is we're masking you doing two haitzos. You're carrying out a plate, you're carrying out some food, that's the shayla, that's what you actually are doing. So what's the question now? The question now is like this.
Keli is not tofel anymore if it's less than a shear. If
she's a keli, it's tofel. What was you speaking about, less than a shear? Okay, that's the Mishnah's talking about.
Keli is not becoming tofel then.
The Mishnah, Tano, Hamotzech and Potsmik Shear Bekeli Potter. That's the Mishnah said. Yeah, so of course, our eating is less than a shear, but since you want to eat it, it's got the chashivas of the food still remains. But Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be learning like this. If so of course, you're eating 2 8 sauce, you're carrying out the food, and you're carrying out the plates. But this food, you can't carry it out without the plates. In this case, then, we can understand there's a concept that since the carrying of the plates is so crucial to the carrying out of the food, then we can say that the carrying out of the plates is not tofel to the carrying out of the food. That's what the Mishnah Gemara means. You can't manage without this plate. Look at a piece of apple. I can take the apple in my hand. I don't need the plates. So you can say the plate is tofel to the food. You couldn't manage without it. Then it's possible to go and say this concept as that you do when you do 2 haitzos at the same time. And you want to go and say that the haitzor of the plate should be tofel to the haitzor of the food. That can only be that I can manage it anyway. But if the food needs it, I can't manage without it, then we can't go and say the haitzor of the food, of the plate should be tofel to the food. So we see then this concept as that when you're looking at the ikkar and tofel, this concept over here, as that we understand, we accept, as that the heter, or whatever the situation, ikkar and tofel is, as that we've got in front of us two things. I'm carrying out A and I'm carrying out B. And then I want to wait one tofel to the other. So that way now we can come back to understand that shiloh over here. What's going on with this person over here? He's walking out on Shabbos, and the snow's falling on top of him, or the rain over him, it's all over him, right? So we're going to say like this. He's carrying out, what's he carrying out? Remember, he's carrying my clothes. I'm walking out, I'm carrying my clothes. Right? Oh, but that we've got a heter for. Right? There's another thing I'm carrying out. I'm carrying out the snow on my hat, the snow on my clothes, whatever it is. Right? So there's concept here, two hotzos, the hotzor of begodim, and the hotzor of the rain and the snow, whether it's mubla, whether it's absorbed, whether it's on top of it, soft or soft, all that snow and all that rain is going to be tofel to the clothes. No worse than carrying out a mitzvah right, with a person on top of it, or carrying out a plate with some food on top of it, doesn't need to be absorbed in the plate, flat on top of the plate. So you've got two things over here, you're carrying out your clothes, and you're carrying out the snow and the rain, whatever it is. So now what's the shayla? The shayla is that since you've got two hetzors, and the hetzor, the clothes, 100% mutter, so then we can go and say, it's the hetzor of the snow and the rain, is tofel to the hetzor of the begodim. I mean, there's no shayla. That's what the Hatzvi meant when the Hatzvi wanted to say, as that the hetzor of the rain and the snow, where he didn't speak about the snow, is going to be tofel to begodim, and that wasn't the shayla to start with. So what we're left with after that? What we're left with then is a small amount of rain which is on the hands or on the face. Now what's on your hands, what's they going to say? It's tuffled to the person, but I'm not carrying myself out. I'm just walking out. So to have the concept of ikkur and tuffled, I need two things over here. It's not saying I can't say it's tuffled to me. In the long as we're learning ikkur and tuffled, I had to be doing two maises haitzor, a maises haitzor shel heta, maises haitzor which could be shel issa, which is tuffled to the ikkur, maises haitzor shel heta. But as we got to my hand, I'm not doing a hetzor on my hand. So there's a bit of rain on my hand. What's that going to be tuffled to? We're not making the rain tuffled to me. That's not the concept. We're making the maaseh hetzor of the rain on my hand tuffled to what? The hetzor of what? My hand? I'm not doing a maaseh hetzor on my hand. So Mela, Nachanami, there isn't a heter over here, Vikr and tuffle, what's on the hand or what's on the face. Somebody told me he was in Toronto and he walked, he had to go, he was there for bar mitzvah in the middle of the winter. And he walked through a Zahar snowstorm. You see, he was a person with a longer beard than mine, he told me. He said, when he got to that, and finally he got through the blizzard, and he got to wherever it was, and he came into davening, and as davening was going on, he didn't realize that the snow had sort of got into his beard, and as davening was going on, it was melting, and it was dripping and dripping out. So what's the heter for all this rain that's got, and the snow that's caught in his beard, or whatever, on the face? So on that, the Beis also says, as that it's a miut. That doesn't compare when a person goes into a mikveh in the river and he comes out. He's got water all over him. Tak, you gather all that amount of water together, maybe it equals a shear. What's on a person's hand? How much is that? He said, that's a mirt which you don't need to count. As you mentioned earlier, we've also got the concept of that psigreshut ul nichele.
How come we haven't mentioned
those slow scope? Oh, that's what we say. Yeah, that's what we say. Yeah, psigreshut ul nichele, that's brought down. Oh, Hashokan mentions that. Shloika derech. So with that all added up together, we've got then a concept of that, of what we're speaking about, what's on the hands, what's on the clothes then, what's on the hat, we're having a problem with it. We're going to say that's tuffle to the begotten. What's on the actual person's hand, one might get caught in his forehead or whatever it is, says the Beis Yosef, that's mamish a small amount. So comes the Taz and says, Einenu rois, as that he is much more from rain, because the Taz were looking at the whole person in an entity, in Achinami. If you get caught in a rainfall, there's a huge amount of rain on you. But that wasn't what the Beis Yosef was addressing. The Beis Yosef was saying that when the Rosh said, L'diktiku, we're not worried about it, what we're referring to was only the small amount that refers on his hand and on his face, so therefore you've got a small amount less than the shear. So now what we've got, if we total it all, we've got less than the shear, although the water, shear water is very small, l'chayr, what's on the person's hands, is l'chayr less than the shear. We've also got, as we say, a psik resha, we're carrying it in an unusual way, said Sidra Rabbanon. So if you add this all together, then l'chayr, this would mean what the Rosh says is l'diktiku. I think I finished a bit early. Did I get shot for that? So careful.